cows, then you need some kind of open shelter, that is, just a place with a roof on it, where the where they can get in inclement weather, because you can't put them all in a damn barn. And I just, I more or less could just call it a cow pen or a cow lot. Mm-hmm. And that's just with the roof.
What about a shelter for horses?
Same thing, horse lot, or now you can put them in a stable.
Is that exclusively for horses?
Yeah. No. Now, if you put a horse or a cow in the barn, then you put them to stable.
You put them to stable.
Right. But that's only if you've only got a few, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got too many to put in the barn, then you've got to have some other kind of shelter for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there any little area within a barn? Is there a name for that where you might keep one horse or one cow?
A stall.
Mm-hmm.
Cow stall.
Have you ever heard of any place, a special place, besides the barn where a farmer would do his milking?
Now, my granddad used to milk, and he would he wouldn't milk them in the barn. He had a kind of a special place, and I'm not really sure. Now, I heard the term milk gap, but he didn't call it that. He called it just a milk place, I guess. But he had a special place to milk cows.
It was outside.
And it was outside the barn, yeah.
Was there ever a name for any place, say, where a farmer might pin up cows, especially for the purpose of collecting a lot of manure, you know, been using it away for fur?
Cow pen.
Just a cow
pen. Yeah.
Okay. What about the place where the hogs were kept?
Hog pen or the sty.
Mm-hmm. Did that have any kind of shelter to it, or was it open?
Every hog pen we ever had was open.
Mm-hmm.
Hogs don't require a whole lot of... We might fix some tin shelter over a corner by the fence, and fix some tin shelter there. But other than that, no.
Okay. What would you call the kind of farm where milk cows are raised?
Dairy.
Mm-hmm. Would that word ever be used for anything else besides that kind of farm?
Well, now they before refrigerators, you know. That's what they used to call a dairy, like a place where they would put butter and cream and cheese and meat, some kind of meat and so forth. Call it a dairy.
Well, how was it kept cool?
Well, now, my grandmother used to have a large size, kind of some kind of container that she would go down the well where it was cool. And some people used to keep them in streams.
So down the well would be a dairy?
Yeah, down the well would be a dairy, and in a stream too.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of anything called a spring house?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Now you might keep, I'm thinking, we had a thing we called a well house,
mm-hmm.
which was where the pump was for the well. And you might keep some things in there. But perishable things you keep down in the well. But the well house was a container for the pump.
Have you ever heard of any people having a special place where they stored potatoes and turnips?
Yeah, now,